March 17th, 1988, on Thursday.
Now there is two shots, Kash shot and Thesis shot, but it seems that most Rashid will explain it like this, not like Kash. Muria Hagoro Shaysen and Vishat. And Tiche Apophishiku Point Shaysen. Obviously, because Antiche has more heat than Mulia. What is Mulia and what is Antiche? So, something, I mean, I don't know what they have it. We have something, I mean, let's say, Samaba, it's called New York, it's Samaba. It's Samaba, I mean, that was, I mean, today we have the electrical kettle. So it's similar to the Sambar, but Sambar had a holly, he had a heating system, and then the place where the geholi was placed, and then you had a place for the water, this is Sambar. So both Mulia Agorov is a certain type of a Sambar, and Amtich is a certain type of Sambar. I think the English word for samovar. So that here domain Mulia Hagorov, Gemara says, first of all let's go over the Gemara and then we'll go over the Rashi. Here domain Mulia Hagorov. In other words, it's a kettle with Gehol. But in one the Geholim are placed at the bottom and you have two shalayim, two grounds, in other words, a lower level where you have the Geholi, and then you have a top, and then that top is on top of it. So it's the Shalayim of the upper level, and there you have water, and then that's one of the two. And the other type of the Samovar consists when the Geholim are placed adjacent, not below the water, not upper level and lower level, but just one is adjacent to the other. Let's say, this is the Samovar. So here you have a compartment for the place of the Geholim, and here you have the compartment where they keep the water. And the other type is, where here the bottom you have the Geholim, and then you have a shulayim or a ceiling for the lower level, and then on top of that you have the water. Which one has the two shulayim, and which one has a cholin compartment and a water compartment adjacent to each other? So that two shot, one is just the reverse of the other. Say chadami mulya ago. So the accepted pshat, the pshat that Rashi accepts, and most Rishonim accept, that Mulya Agoruv consists of two compartments, one adjacent to the other, not to Shalayim, and in one you have the Geholim, and the other you have, let's say here you have the Geholim, and here you have the water. And Antiche, so you have two compartments, lower level and upper level. In the lower level compartment, you have the Geholim. In the upper level compartment, you have the water. Tichen domi mirago to the mind between the Geholim and the Chutz. That means adjacent. Am tiche rabbe omar bekir. So a stove where you have the Geholim in the hollow, and then on top you have Chatachta Yitzchokoma Bidude. Bidude is a samovar with two shalayim, in other words, and in the lower level compartment you have the Geholim, in the upper level compartment you have the water. Rav Nachman said, Man Dioma Bidude Koshkin Bekir. Man Dioma Bekir Avo Bidude Avo Tanya Kavosi Rav Nachman am tiche ach al pische kofo kumo in sheisine meno mit neishen nechishto mechamos. So that two pshot, one pshat is nechishto fa mechishto skapa, the metro is mechame, but other pshat, and most rishenim explain, and rashes, the one that rashes said, nechushto means sholayim, nigvam. Oh, I'd not say the rashi. Mulir agov nagecholim begeit, שישים ממנו בשבת, ואף על פי שהוא חמוקצוס, מחמוס הכלי, לפי שאינימי סתדר, אלא משמר ומקיים חיים שלהם, של הצטרנות, לגמור מפורש, מול ימיים בפנים, וגחולים בחוץ, כפי שיש בו להסכיב, קוטו, יצרדי קום בחוץ מחוברי, ונסנים שום גחולים, so גחולים are adjacent to the water, והמיים בקיבולי הגודש, so in other words, the compartment that is adjacent to the biskibu of water is relatively narrow, and the compartment that keeps the water is relatively wide, for they are both adjacent to each other. V'yachon b'chutz kvi sheyesh b'biskibu koton etzaldeichim b'chutz n'chubalei v'desi shem g'cholim v'amayim v'kibulei abodol, so he has a wide biskibul and a narrow biskibul, and the gecholim are in the narrow biskibul, and the water is in the wide biskibul. We have the same thing for Hashem. Just the reverse. Mulyah shnei shalai. That mulyah, which is the more lenient one, consists of a lower level and an upper level. Beidudeh, which is the homo, the time, just the reverse. So Rashi says, no, the linear lehefer. Dimkin habolis the mayim and mailo, the gecholim and mato. Why does it say mayim between the hom bahut? So he should say mayim and mailo, the gecholim and mato. They dinechushto ditonet al tiche loshen shluayim. But the other pshat, they say that Nechushti is not Loshen Shalai, it's Loshen Nechayishas. So why is that different? So the answer is because metal is different than earthenware, than her. Bishanach in the Tichon Fogimor, Bikire Chorogish, Bikire Eitzach HaOloh, Shagacholimboi, Umayim Nisun Bichlolo Hashem, the actual God, the dominant Mulia, Milkiro Deifne of, Veya Toda Besecho Kol Nisachil, Che, Videifne Chamei, Umeisit Heber Umayim, Apo Pishe Kufa Menagachol, Veidude Yerek Deilo Yisalem, that's mamish like a samovar, a kettle, a big kettle, She Yisalo Shtei Shalai, Vineisning Gacholim Vishneem, Vamayim Alayim, Vecholshin Vikiros, Akin Tarishes, שמתייך שואי אותו דבי בידי פניאור מרתיח אבל בגדלוי שערי הוא כמוליה שנחישתו נחישס נחישי שלו so that's the פשעת of the רבי סוברש על נחישו של נחישס קוד ונחישס משם הרי תחוסי so metal preserves the heat more than earth of נחרס but that's the רבי סוברשם אני אימיה נחושתו לא שנשלהי כי תחסיד יין נשופך נחשתך ולושן של המשנה נחשתי שלטנו the ground of איתנו of the furnace נשכה סקיר וישנה את המתיחה ממול יד מתיח שהשוליים נחוצים חום המשתמר ואף על פי שגורף וגחלה all right next mission. Hamecham is a cat. Hamecham shepino lo yitin li seiche tzenen bishvil she yecham aval neisinei li seiche u li seich hakus hakeis kidei lafshir. So on its face the Mishnah is very strange. It seems on the surface it appears to contradict itself. First it says Hamecham shepineu lo yitim li sech itzinyan bishul shecham avol neis no sech so it is tira mene obey oil is sech hakeis ki lafshe hameichan that's a kettle kul kime shalchamim shepinu kulu mas nis mi for gibno so there are two chapun gibno rabade ba masne na bay the question is what does hameichan shepinu mean does hameichan shepinu mean that he cleared the kettle from the stove. He cleared the kettle from the stove. He took it away from the stove. Or it means he cleared the water from the kettle. So and that is the two the machleke between Rabade Bamasne and Abai. My coma, because on the surface there appears to be contradiction. First it says lo yitlo isichatinen. And then he says, "Abu Neisinu liseich, my pino, my liyikin v'hodo Omar Abu Neis, Omar Rabad ba Masne ochek." So according to Rabad ba Masne, a meicham shpino means not that he cleared the meicham from the stove, but that he cleared the water. He emptied out, he poured out the water from the kettle itself. Hameicham shpino mimenu ma'im cham, ifotze. You had the kettle with boiling water. So you poured out the boiling water. But the kettle is still very hot. The walls and the lining of the kettle are very hot. So you can pour in a little bit of cold water, because that will be the result. It will become hot. If you fill it up with a lot of cold water, so then the hot walls of the kettle and the hot ground of the kettle will not be able to make it yatzeleres. It will only be able to make it lukewarm, lafshiron, so that does not burn fish. But it can say, "Amay mortim kidei shiye chamu, avol neisim li seich eimay merubim kidei leafshiron." So the Gemara Sikashe, how does the Mishneh, how is the Mishneh Matir, that if you cleared, you emptied out the hot water from the kettle, you can fill it up with a lot of cold water. There is no problem with Bishneh, because the minor Rubin cannot possibly become Yatsunas. It can only become lukewarm. But another problem, that's the way of the teofim. The metal we are dealing here with a metallic meicham, not an earthenware meicham, but a matres. So matres, there is a nisel being saved of tempering metal. How do you temper metal? You temper metal by first heating it, so it becomes very, very hot. Excessively hot. Then, once it has reached a very high temperature, the metal, you dump it in cold water. So that strengthens it. That's temple. That's called tzeret. So that's an aloche of Makhlipatish. There's a Makhlipatish for shaming, whether it involves an aloche the rice of Makhlipatish or an aloche the rabbon of Makhlipatish. Most for shaming say that it involves in the loch of the rice makipat. There are some Rishonim who say it only involves a loch of the rabbonim makipat, whatever, but there is a misa of tzeret. Now what difference does it make whether you dump the metal in the water or you fill up the metallic vessel with water? So it has the same effect. So nearly a tzeret. So how can Mishneh, according to Rabbi Amasne, say, "Meisnu isich amayim rubim"? But the kettle is very hot. It's very hot. The walls and the shalayim of the kettle are very hot. Then you fill it up with cold water, so it's you are tempering it. Valei, mitzarei. So the Gemara says, "Reb Shimon, the Omar Doroshim ischabim." He's not mischaving to Mitzrayim. He's mischaving to make the cold water lukewarm. when he fills it up with a lot of cold water, his kavana is, to, he doesn't like to drink cold water, freezing water. So he wants it to become, so even though he's coincidentally, he's also strengthening the keles, but that's not his kavana. So it's the Roshini stuff. Now the question is, all the Roshini is, that is because I think so Roshini is a psychoshe. So some Roshini say that it's not the psychoshe. And some Roshini, like all, they say understood. That's one of the highest of all. It's a psychoshe, really, so that two solutions. Either that it's not a psychoshe, but that terrace is not a psychoshe, manifests itself in two ways. One is, it's not a psychoshe, because not always when you pour cold water into a metallic vessel, it will become tempered. Especially when you pour, you see there's a difference, I suppose, the difference between dumping a piece of metal in cold water and filling up a metallic vessel with cold water. When you dump it, then it might be a secretion. But when you don't dump it, you just fill it up, so not every part of the kale of the metal is immersed in cold water. So sometimes you do temper it, and sometimes you don't temper it. So some Rishonim give the Teretz, it deals with the case where it's not expansion. In other words, when there is a subject, whether by filling it up with cold water, you will temper it, or maybe you will not temper it. If you dump something and you immerse a boiling hot piece of metal in freezing water, then you're always tempered. But if you don't dump it, you don't immerse it, you just fill it up with cold water, it's different. So sometimes you temper it, and sometimes you don't temper it. So it's a regular doshim. The Ramban, however, and this is the Ramban, the Mishneh Berurah, in Simen Shin Tezayin, I mentioned it last week. So he mentions as a raya that he agrees with the shita of the Taz, that even when the subject secretion is also considered, when the subject is nova, in haven, not nosi, let's say in the case of closing a box that possibly might have flies, possibly not a fly, so the Taz is material because it's a subject secretion. So the notion is having, and Rabbi Kvega says no. That's the subject situation is not the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah means that the subject is in the future, like walking on grass and shadows. So sometimes you might look out something like that. But if here the subject is in the present, in the past, other flies are down flies. So if Rabbi Shmaya is galiated between the garments and the bottom of the box, there are many flies. So then by closing it, you are doing something that necessarily entails a trapping of the flies. So that's also, so the Mishneh Berurah, the Ramban says, and this Kashin, Mohammed, the Ramban also is the Kashin, Rapshimini, but it's a psikraishe. So the Ramban says, it's not a psikraishe, because we are not dealing here with someone who is familiar with the use of this kettle. Let's say, who is involved in that kettle, let's say the lady of the house, but some other member of the family, he doesn't know. Maybe it was already tempered. Maybe it was already tempered. So then, by filling it up with freezing water, you're not going to temper it, because it was already tempered a week before. Maybe yes, maybe not. So Mishneh Berurah mentions a raya, that's a raya mukhachas, that the Ramban agrees with the Shita of the Taz, not in the Shita of Rabbi Kveya, not in the Shita of Kveya. Anyway, so that's, and then there is a third Teretz. So some Rishonim give the Teretz that it's mamish, no secretion. In other words, there is a Sofik in the future, mamish in Muslim. And the Ramban gives the Teretz, it's not the situation yet because of the Sopik. In the past, maybe it was already tempered. A week before, 2 weeks before, a month before. You see? So, and then the old Teretz is because it's a situation of the because he's not concerned with tempering. Everybody needs a Kele to be tempered. Some people are interested in tempering the Kele. Smiths are interested. But like this, many people don't care, tempered, not tempered. He's strong enough without being tempered. So it's a situation of the law. Alright, now. Well, it's a question of the religion is having a care. Weil er mit Zeit gestimmt und hat es kam, bin ich in sich zehn, 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 und ich has kein Sackli, wieso ich mal am Lech es hat zehn können. Ich habe die Tücher sehr mit der Posse, wie kann ich mich schon mehr, weil mein mit Zeit in die Uhr. Alright. Maske war bei. So according to Rabbi Masne, when the Mishnah says Amechem Shepino, it doesn't mean that he took off the kettle from the stove, but it means he emptied out the water from the kettle. Not so, but the Russian Amechem Shepino has the connotation that he cleared the kettle from the stove, not that he cleared the water from the kettle. So that's what Abayi said. Mas Abayi needed mecham shepino minamayim katone. If the Mishneh had meant that he emptied out the water, then the Mishneh should use another expression. Mecham shepino minamayim, he doesn't say mecham shepino minamayim, but mecham shepino, mecham shepino katone. Elom Rabbi, Horegon. So, Abai is Chelik Ramon Rabbi Lamas. Whereas according to Rabbi Lamas, Hamechan Shpino means that he emptied out the water. So according to Abai, it means he cleared the kettle from the stove. Elom Rabbi, Horegon, Hamechan Shpino. So then it depends. V'yeish b'mayim chayim. So, and it has. He didn't empty out any water, but there is boiling water in it, so he's not allowed to pour in a little bit of cold water, because when a little bit of cold water is poured into a kettle that has substantial quantity of boiling water, what would be the effect? That the little bit of cold water will immediately become yatzeletes, so it will involve bishop. ואיתו נסיך מים עוד משול שיהיו חומו, אבל נסי לסיך מים מרובים כדי להפשירו. But to pour in a lot of cold water, so then the effect will be not to make the hot, but to make the boiling water lukewarm. So that's all right, it's not this להפשירו. ומייחם שפינו מן המים, לא ייתן לסייך מים קוליקה. But suppose that's only if he didn't empty out the water from the kettle, he just removed the kettle from the stove. But suppose he emptied out the water from the kettle, then he's not allowed to pour in water, because even though there will not be any bishul, but when he fills it, if he emptied out the hot water and the boiling water and he fills it up with cold water, so it's like dumping a hot piece of metal in cold water. So that's mitzaret, even though his kavani is not temperate, but the question is chavni zos. The nechesh bin amayim yitin tzich amayim koli yikyam shen mitzaret ki rab yudi idam adobo shen mischa bein yosem. Alright, now. Rash, Shepino Masha Shepino Latsni Maloi, so that's what Abai is saying. Abu Mitzari Shepino Menachamin, then you cannot fill up cold water, because since you emptied out the boiling water, and so the vessel is boiling hot. The tfanis of the vessel, the shalim of the vessel, are very hot, and then you fill it up with cold water, so you are mitzarit, even though that is not his intention. But Abaye is mitzarit from the Mishneh, that the Mishneh called to the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rab, lo yishonu elo, Omar Rab, lo yishonu elo lihafshir, Rashi. Elohim Hafshir. Now Rashi doesn't say anything on the Havamine of what Mora assumed at first. Rav says Rashi only explains Elohitma Hochitma, but on the original Saltadaitoch of Mora in Rav's Membre, Rashi doesn't say anything, but Tesis explains it. In other words, Lo yishonu elo lihafshir. In other words, only if it involves a matter of pishu, of making water lukewarm. So less. With the pirush akuntos mashman in parsha sukkei, lo yishonu elo bidoro. So this he says with the pirush akuntos mashman, because Rashi doesn't say anything. But takes this is meitzi dovo mitel dovo. From what Rashi says in connection with the Morris. Maskone liitma hoche itma loishono shir lafshir. So Teisves deduces what Rashi's pshat is in the Habamim. Loishono lafshir mitichpirish akintos mashma in Torish Asuge came loishono elo bidovo shim shayach tziru felo pishu kigei meicham shepinu. So that means that will be in accord with a bias explanation. So the Salkadaita of the Gemara in Rav is in accordance with Abaye's explanation. What does Abaye say? Rav Adva Masne says that Amecham Shepino means that he emptied out the water. Abaye says Amecham Shepino means that he took away, he took the kettle off the stove. So, further Salkadaita of the Gemara is in Rav. For example, when he didn't empty out the boiling water from the kettle, he just took off the hot kettle with the boiling water from the stove. So then there is no problem with syrup. Syrup is only shayach. If you empty out the boiling water, then you have a hot piece of metal, the kelim is a hot piece of metal, and then you dump it in cold water or you fill it up with cold water. Then there is a problem with tzil. But suppose you don't empty out any water, so then, and you just fill it, so it has boiling water, and you just fill it up with cold water, so then there is no problem with tzil. There is no problem with tzil, at least according to Rashi's. So there's no problem with tzil. So what is the problem with bishul? So, but since the result will be not making the heretofore cold water, that he adds with the kettle hot, but to make the heretofore boiling water lukewarm, so there's no problem with bishul either. So lo yishonu lahafshir mitichpirush akuntos mashma in parsha asuge kein lo yishonu bidovo shein shayach tziru elo pishu kein meicham shepino. So right now the Gemara is assuming that Rav explains the Mishneh like Abaye, that meicham shepino means he didn't empty out the water, he just cleared the kettle from the stove. Avon Sari, if he doesn't the other, pure is the Dover Shashayach Tzio, Kenecham Shemim, Mayim, is also. Ushmuel Omar, Afli Tzari, Kulim Av, the Dover Shashayach Tzio, Mutea, Umashma, Stimor, the Kashi, Ushmuel Tzari, from Mutea. So, more assume that it means, even if it's Chav Mamesh, through the side. In other words, he empties out the boiling water and then he fills it up with cold water. And he does it for the purpose of tempering the vessel. So Shmuel says, even then it's me. So he does Kashi. So now, what? Where at the very outset, the Gemara assumes that Rav explains, applies the Mishnah the way Abaye does. That Hamecham Shtino means he didn't empty out the water; he just cleared the kettle from the stove. He took it off the stove, but all the water remained. He didn't empty out anything. Now the Gemara is saying no. Rav explains the Mishneh Mecham Shepino in the same sense as Rabbi Vamasne explains it. In other words, in the sense that he emptied out the water. So, Hokit Ma'am Rabbu Yishon Elishio Lehapshir. So Rashi says, Elishio Lehapshir Beluri Tzare. Kigen Shalini Lo Kulei. Kirab Mashmele Pino. Kirab Adel Shepino Mecham. Whereas, according to the Habaminet, of the Gemara, Rav explained the Mishneh like Abaye, so now Maskone, the Gemara says, that Rav explains the Mishneh like Abade, that Shino means he emptied out all the boiling water, and then he filled it up, but not he didn't fill it up after the top. When can we have a problem with Tzil? Tzil consists in dumping a metallic chaler, let's say, in cold water. So if you fill it up to the top, so then it's like dumping. But suppose you fill it up only halfway, a third way, so then it's not like dumping. So there is no problem with zero. It's zero. So that's what Rabbi is saying. In other words, according to Rashi, Rav explains the Mishneh that you know, like Chabad Bamasne, that he emptied out the water, but then he filled it up not all the way. He filled it up only partially, I mean halfway. So there is no problem of zero, only a problem of visual. But since he pours in, enough water so that in the end everything becomes lukewarm, so there is no problem altogether, there is no isabish leader. Aval shiol tzarei, but suppose he empties out the hot water and then he fills it up to the rim, up to the top. So that's analogous to dumping it, to nursing it to cold water. So then there is a problem of zero, even though it's not mishave, but still it's osa. Avot shio itzare is osa. Avot shio itzare shemolu kule. So in other words, the important point in Rashi, this is what Yavi is saying in Rashi. This is the important point. According to Rashi, when can there be a problem with zero? When you fill up the kettle up to the rim with cold freezing water, then it's analogous to dumping it. But dump, you immerse it. Here you don't immerse it, but then it's like an internal immersion because you fill it up with cold water up to the rim. But suppose you don't fill it up to the rim, only up to here, the rim is here. Then it's not analogous to dumping. So that's me. Tasteless is hell. But that's Rashi. Alright. Ushmul Lama Apilushio Nitzare in Muter. But the question is, if it's Muter, even when he emptied out the boiling water completely. So it's what you have, a very hot piece of metal, and then you fill it up with. So you temper it. Still it's moot a while because you're not mishaving to fill it up. I mean, you're not mishaving to temper it. So because Shmuel holds the Russian mishaving is moot. Shmuel holds the Russian mishaving is moot. Like Chabad Bamasne. Rav explained the Mishnah like Chabad Bamasne, but where is Chabad Bamasne? Holds like Rav Shimon. So Rav, he passes like Rav Yehuda, so when he explains it like Chabad Bamasne, so it's also a Shiel Tzai. But Shmuel, he passes like Rav Shimon. The Dovashim is having his mood there. So even if he emptied out the boiling water completely and he filled it up to the rim, so it's like dumping it in cold water, but it's still with that because his intention is not to temper the killer. His intention is to make the three years before cold water lukewarm. So there's no issue. There's no issue of Hishul because it's not as a lettuce. There's no issue of Mamulohe because it's the Russian is happening. So name the Ishmael Pepshim and Spirali. The Omashmuel, Mihabin Gachle shall matres, the Shusarabin, the Shmuel Shalom Yazek, Boy Rabin, Abeloy Gachle shall mates. These are the Daito. So why is matres be allowed to, so Rashi says, Gachle shall matres, Shemashlichim lichutz, Psele shall barzel, the Mishayach kibu bihoch. So Rashi here doesn't say, why is Lishayach kibu bihoch in the Raisi? Why not? But Rashi does say why there is no Isa kibu in the Raisi. Because matres does not become pech. In other words, like this, I don't know whether you ever noticed that. So, they noticed that a woman, you know, when she benches lift, let's say 20 minutes before she leaves. But then, a few hours, that's what my mother used to do. So, several hours before her benching, she would set up the candelabrum, you know, and the buffet. My mother never benched lift on the table. You know, she was afraid because my father was afraid at table, you know, sometimes somebody might inadvertently push the candelabrum, the candlestick, and might fall down, might catch fire, because there are many accidents like that. So my father was mockbeat not to leave the candelabrum. My father was mockbeat and he told everybody, you know. I remember as a child in Warsaw. So we you know, in Warsaw, so there. So there was like the setup that the Gemara mentions. You know, there is a chotzer, and then in every chotzer there are many houses, many buildings. The big courtyard, let's say with five buildings. So, and most of the tenants in those buildings were Hasidim. Now there was a big sukkah for everybody, for us and for the Hasidic. So the Hasidic women were makpid to bench lift after the sukkah. And there were a number of accidents that happened. Unfortunately, no casualties, but many accidents happened, and many times they had been the Chal Shabbos and was put off letters. So my father was very angry at this custom. So I know, I mean, the strong my father had, you know, certain rabbonim, Hasidic rabbonim, who felt that this is an Ika Godel, I mean, to bench here, dafke in the suke. And my father was makpit, so there was a big struggle. So, and my father was makpit in their own house, not to leave the candlesticks on the table. So sometimes, you know, you inadvertently you push the plate, or if you hold a safe pair and you push it, and the candle might fall down. Such things happen. So it was makpid not to leave the candlesticks on the table. But I remember my mother, at about 12 o'clock Friday, she would set up the candelabrum, the candlesticks on the buffet in the dining room, and then she would take a match and she would light the candle and then extinguish it and put in the candle again in the candlestick. That's Las Ispecha. So then, according to Rav Shimon, is higher. So that's Las Ispecha, because that is pure value. Because if you kindle a candle for 1 minute and then you extinguish it, then when you kindle it again, it will burn better. So because it has fuel value. So only, let's say, but matches does not have for you fuel value. So Rashi Shita in the Rezal Mila is, here Rashi just says, Gach l'shal matches, shemachlish, shemashlichen l'chutz, psele shal barzel, do l'shayach kibu b'hocha m'derais. Why not? We are talking about the Jude, that Moloch should be through the group of Israel. So even if somebody is Mechabe, Esaneir, so not because he wants to preserve the pure value of the Neir, it's also high, but only by Gachle Shalates. Mashim can Gachle Shalmat Vesnat. So Rashi, when Miller says, why not? Because Gachlesh, the matches cannot become perfect. I mean, this is scientifically true. Matches does not have the fuel value, let's say. So melee, it will not, because matches doesn't burn the flame anyway. I mean, matches can burn the flame. How the chaya that it should have fuel value, let's say, cloth, paper, or the candles, so it burns in the flame. So then, if you kindle it for a moment, you extinguish it, so you enable it to burn better. To burn better. When you light the Hanukkah candle, so you see many times, you light the Hanukkah candle with an oil, and it goes up. So you have to light it again, then it will not go up. Why? Because the fact that you are mechaber, so then, and then, gives it a fuel value, and when you kindle it again, so it burns better. But matches doesn't burn the flame anyway. Just becomes hot. Hot and hotter. So melee, it's incapable of being nasipach. So Rashi Shita is that even according to Rav Yudi, he says that Moloch Hashem Tzvul Gupil Tzchayev and Amchabe Saneya Mipnei Achille, not Achille Shein Tzakone, Tzakone is like Pukach Nefesh, but Achille Shein Tzakone, suppose he's Mechabe Neya, because Achille Shein Tzakone can't fall asleep, or he's a healthy person, Gamle, but he can't fall asleep as long as the Neya is burning. And you are Mechabe Neya, so call it Rav Shimi Yapota, according to Rav Yude, you are chayev, but only because the nail is capable of being nasipach. Mashein ki matches, it's not even capable of being nasipach. So then, even Rav Yude is made that there is no melachadais. Why so? Some explain it because Tesis itself says it's Berak HaMatzniach, because we learn out from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, when they are Mechabe Pechomi, what was, so it was Don Las Pech. So Mele Rav Shimon holds that if you do it even in the Gach Vashalates, in the Neya, Shaloi not Las Pechom, Yapotea, and Rav Yudeh says, even though in the Mishkan they did it for that purpose, but Yachayev anyway. But he does learn out from the Mishkan that only if it's capable of being Nasipach, because the Kacholim in the Mishkan, the Yerein says, were not matres, but the Gachlesh of matres is not even capable of being Nasipach, So then, even according to Rabbi Yude, there is no Isa Kibun Deraise, but only Osam Rabban. If it's only Osam Rabban, it's like a Chachamim or Meikil. You should hezek the Rabbi. So you should be allowed to do it. Vama Shmuel Mechabin, Gach Lishamat Mishus Rabbi, Mishus Lishba Rabbi. Gach Shamat Shmash Lishan Chut Tzuri Shabalzal, Lea Shayach Kibu Bihocha Mideraise, Umidrabbonan Asure, Beirche Vikimitzke Lerabbin, Leigozu Ala Shmuz. אבל לא ישלץ ואיסור את דרייסי וחייב סקילה ואיס על כדאי תוך סוב על הקרב שימן אפילו שלץ נעמה so it should be מותר משמיס כדרבי לכל קרב שימן there is always no איס על דרייסי unless he does it deliberately for the purpose of enhancing the fuel value of the Neya but here he doesn't do it in order to enhance the pure value of the Nei, of the Gachles, in order to prevent people from becoming injured, from becoming burned. So Mele, it only involves the Nisra Rabbonon, so we should miski the Rabbin, we should be moderate, so it's a Raya, which will hold pastors like a Buddha, that Rosh and Tzrivan Gupo is Raya. Now, and he said, I say you cannot be matia because of Niske the Rabbi, only Pidrach Nefesh. Now, so this is Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is the three Shites I discussed it, I think. I'll go to Kabeini, I discussed it. So, that Rashi Shite, the three Shites. Rashi Shite, the Rambam Shite, and the Yerim Shite, which is similar to a Rambam Shite. And then the back. So. So according to Rashi, not because it's not Nasipach. According to the Rambam, not because it's not Nasipach, but because as the Rav Shulchan Aruch explained Rambam Shite, because the Rambam mentions the distinction between matres and eitz not only in connection with him, he mentions it in connection with Havorah too. According to Rashi, that the reason as to why there is no Isa Kibu Midarai said by Gachlesh and matres because it's not Nasi Pechom. Nasi Pechom is a svore in Kibu, not Navor. In Kibu there is a svore of Nasi Pechom, not Nasi Pechom. But in Navor, I mean, it's not Shaykh to say. Some Mele according to Rashi. I mean, that Mele said, I see the portion. According to Rashi, so if somebody is Mavir, Matches, so then he's Chayv Mishmavor. Mama Matres is high. Mashiach in the Rambam mentions the just as the Rigabi Kibu. So there is a distinction between Matres and Eitz. So Gavavore is also. Only if he is Mavret so much until it becomes Gachles, some Mele that is substitute for like, so it's like Havore of Eitz. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch explains it because the deraisa of Havore or Kibu applies only to something that can become oxidized. Alright, according to science, so metal can also become oxidized. But how do you call it? Science calls it a slow process of oxidation. So it's a slow process of it. So Al-Pedin, the slow process of oxidation is not considered oxidation. Slow process of oxidation, not consolidation. In other words, by matres, so it's in the prine, as the Abnezer says, it's in the prine, asne beya beish, the asne menuko. So there it was, bidachnes. But by matres, bidachnes, not bidachteva, that was a torn tree, snails, the torn tree, it's eight. So bidachteva, it becomes oxidized. It becomes oxide, but there the Yerachne is so asne beya beish, vasne beya uko. But by matches, B'derech ha-teva, he doesn't become oxidized. And the slow process of oxidation, salpidim, it's not recognized as ukol, as oxidized. So mele, according to the Rambam, the reason as to why there is no isa deraisa of kibbutz on avore, except under special circumstances, mishamnitzari, and so on, nasegachos, so it's because the regular kibbu and avore apply only to something that becomes oxidized. But if something is in prime, or asne beya beish, asne nemuukol, there is no isa avore midaraisa, there is no isa kibbu midaraisa, but only avore on some male and shemezeke the rabbi. The Yerein says something similar, and he says, and it could be the same thing. And the Yerein says, Midrash said there is no kibu nor avor. No kibu nor avor, Midrash said. Why? Because in the Mishkan, they didn't use Dach L'shal Matzis. In kibu and avor. The Abenezer makes a distinction that Yerein also applies on the kibu but not avore, but it's strange, you see, deichak in the Yerein. The Pashto Saloshin of the Yerein is mashma, that he agrees with the Shittas Rambam, that just as by Yachle Shomatches, there is no Yisar kibu miraisa, there is no Yisar avore miraisa either. Why? Because in the Mishkin, they didn't have. So it could be the same Shitta as the Rambam. In other words, we could say what the Rashi Chanoch says in the Rambam that matres, so it's in the prime of asne beir veish, asne nukol. So in Mele, there is no isa avor and kibur. Why do we say that if it's in the prime of asne beir veish, asne nukol, there is no isa avore or kibur? Because we learn out from the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, so the avor and the kibur were not in the prime of asne beir veish, asne nukol. So it could be the same thing. Then there is the... So according to all the Rishayim, other than the Alochas Deles, L'chol HaPoches, these are big kibu. So by Matres, there is no use of kibu midrash, according to everybody, even according to Rishayim. The Alochas Deles, he has his own unique. He says that not only is there a Yisrabor midrash by Matres, just as by AIDS, there is an Isamloch the Raise by Kibu, by Matres, just by, of course, according to Rav Shimon, that Loch Hashem Tzilchol Gupo is Potter, so Kibu is only Chayev, Nasis Pechom, and by Matres we cannot visualize the case of Nasis Pechom. So maybe he's Potter, another reason, because Loch Hashem Tzilchol Gupo. But according to Rav Yude, so there is an Isa Kibu the Raise, by Matres Joseph the Baid. So why does Shmuel say Mechabim Gachlesh? Shal Matres Bishus HaRabim Bishus HaYizik HaRabim Avol Gachlesh HaLeitz. He says because in Bishus HaRabim where many people pass by, some melee you can't control all the people pass by. If it's in Bishus HaYochid, so you stand up, you put up a shema, and you tell the people you don't let the members of the family to step on the gach. There's a simple way to watch out. But in Rosh Hashanah, how can you make sure that no one will step on it? You have to put up 100 shomrei, and even then, so you're not sure, you see, if it's a rabbi. So mainly it's always pigach nefesh. So by gach l'shal matres is pigach nefesh. So why shouldn't it be pigach nefesh? Gachlesh leiz, the answer is because Gachlesh leiz has a glow of red, so everybody sees it's burning hot. But Matres doesn't have the glow of red, so how does he know it's burning hot? He'll step on it. What will you put up a shema? You can control hundreds of people, so it's always Gachlesh. That's the reason. It's an interesting pshat. So that's the reason. So, but anyway, all the other, the Alchadilis is the only one. Avaloy Shalayz, the Yisur HaDeraisi, Chayv Skile, So, wie soll gedeiht doch so viele Kreb Schimen, der von noch schon zurück, der Gubbe ist Potter, aber schon jetzt Name. So, die Neue gibt es in very simple terms. It's two separate questions. Die Dovo, Schem, ist Chabin, so viele Kreb Schimen, die Loche, Schem, ist Kreb Gubbe, so viele Kreb Jude. In other words, here, when Shmuel says, after you shiol itzarei, if you took off, if you emptied out the hot boiling water from the kettle and you filled it up, to the rim, so you have tzarech mamesh, you temperate, but he's not mischabing. So mele, dobashim mischabing, he passes like a pshim, dobashim mischabing, but there it's mischabing, he's mischabing to mechabing, but it's mlochashim mitzrichal gufo, so there is two separate machlekes, one, there is no logical connection between the machlekes, between Rabin and Rabshim and regard to dobashim mischabing, which is the machlekes in Kolat Yerbule, and the machlekes between Rabin and Rabshim and regard to dobashim mitzrichal gufo, which is the machlekes in Shabbat. So now wait, Shmuel paskens like Reb Shimon in the general machlekes, in Kolater Kule, in Dorosh and Mishabe, and the paskens like Reb Yude in the specific machlekes, in Shabbos Loch Tekufa, and the Rambam paskens like that. Rav says just the reverse. Rav paskens in Kolater Kule like Reb Yude, the Dorosh and Mishabe in Toser, Oseh Adam Kolater Kule is higher, but by Shabbos is Potter according to most of them. And in Shabbos, in the Loch Hashem Yitzchuk Hulu Gufo, he passes like Rav Shimon, the Loch Hashem Yitzchuk Hulu Gufo is Potter. So in Mele, most Rishenim, they pass like Rav Shimon in both. But the Rambam passes like Shmuel, like Rav Shimon in the Loch Hashem Yitzchavim, and like Rav Yehuda in the Loch Hashem Yitzchuk Hulu. Omer Rabbini, Hilkach kiz b'shus harabim b'dichei pofis pofis b'dalet damo yisvonin Hilkach sin Shmuel said that we are allowed to be able and the Yisad Rabon of Kibu of Matres because of Hezek Rabin, so why shouldn't we be allowed to carry the Carmelis because of Hezek Rabin? If you have a case, a thorn in the Yisad Rabin, so many people might trip over it. So you're allowed to take to carry it in the Kalmus. Hilkach kiz b'shus harabim b'lichei pofis pofis b'dal adames uvi Kalmus apilu tuvim. Rasha v'shis namlo epshim lo shetzu yudu v'pot v'lo chol kibu in tzorach migrupei chutz meisi pechomim oi mehav v'ipsilo. Hilkach kim d'amot rigotzu shvuz di kibu mat v'lo pofis harabim kiz b'shus harabim b'lichei pofis pofis b'dal adames as he saw him as he was a rabbi and he saw the rabbonon who would be calmer and to be the rabbonon after to be a beren and back your achals. All right. Now, the taste is that the mallet and the mallet. Mulia Ragov, Sheis Men of Ishaz, Pira the Kuntres, Lui Shemesit Hevel, Nel Mishamer Um Kaim Chim Shalem, Vantiche Afilu Krufo in Sheis Men of So all these Rashi's pshoti are attributable to Rashi Shita, who Shita say, in other words, that the Yisar of Shia, the Yisar of Shia, and the Yisar of Atmone is not only both are based upon the Xera of Shemi Yechate, but the Mamish involved in this, and we discussed it. They near it. The Lishayah when we said Mesif Hevel Elo Bat Mon Zera Shemi Yad Miremes They the Deir HaKlim El Masnis Nairi Kishir Yisa Yisa They the Antiche Yisa Tiche Yisa Bechol Union Lishtis Meno Afilu Bashoi Vile Arzatnan Mashin Afilu Bin Go They the Mishim Teis Ves Hevel Oslei Masnis Nisiye Tikshel Rabbi Rabbi Yisef Gishor Liil Bishoha Adlir Al Gavichiro Bishol Bishabes even though it's Shia is also Lechatkule but the Ebed if he was a Beir so then according to certain Amorim so it's Mutar even if he was even if it was Mashiach it'd be amazing Mashiach made Shabdiro is Tikshel Rabbi Rabbeis Gishor Liil Bishoha So it's a machleke between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisef and one end, and Nachem Bayitzon and the other end, but Nachem Bayitzon is done in Surah, and And Rabin Rabiezeb is done on the Tere, so according to them, why is it also the Hebet? Teach the Rabbi Rabbi Shalil, Bishohadir or Rabbi Kiro, Bishlo Bishabes, after that was Bashlo to Mach Bersoy, after me, Vinire, and that's the Pshat by most Rishim, like Pages. Vinire, Kipirish Rav Apeiros, Kipirish Rav Apeiros, Mulia Ragorov Sheisim and Bishabes, Shemezgin Hamayim Chamin Viyayim. So it's not the question of drinking that water itself, but they used to dilute the wine with this water. So shemeizgin hamayim chamin b'yayin v'shamayim enikokah chamin b'muriyah shemizbash al-yayin v'namayim. So what's the problem with diluting the yayin with that hot water? Because this hot water of the mulia was not so hot that it should have the effect of making the wine yatelet. So it didn't involve any sort of fish of yain. Mashin came, the hot water of the antiche was so hot that when you diluted the wine with that hot water, so it had the effect of making the wine yatzeledes, so it involved in his Yerich b'shachar p'ires muya agon shik mishabes shem b'yizkin amayim cham b'yayin v'shamayim eyn kol kach chamim b'mulya shi yizba shel ayahim min amayim shem b'yizkin v'sechei aval antich aval p'shikufo in sheisim minenu v'pisham ticho yizbohem yizseir v'mizba shel ayahim min amayim v'shas muzike v'chimashon b'yoshalme. And most Rishonim explain the Mishnah like this. It's not like Rashi. V'alim tzarei. So how does Ravadeh Bamasne matir to be sneezing with sechim mayim merubim kidi lafshir on ovayit? So do we have no problem with Bishol, but we have a problem with Tzio? Black lishnir Bishol yikiyal Tzio. So in other words, when do we say that if you take a hot piece of metal and you don't get cold water, it becomes strengthened, it becomes tempered, only if it did reach a certain degree of heat? That's called the gilt. But if it didn't reach that degree of heat, then you can dump it in cold water, you will not temper it. So why doesn't the Lord give the tarets? Here we are dealing with the case where the walls of the vessel are not so hot that when you dump it in cold water, or you fill it up with cold water, it becomes tempered. It's not burning up. So he said the Lord doesn't give the tarets because usually a kettle in which you boil water, so the walls become burning up. So it's guilty. Veshmustam meicham yigel tzirifu midas abayes midas meicham shepinim emayim kotone hameicham shepinou kotone. And the ordinary connotation of pinou is not that he emptied out the water, that he cleared the kettle from the stone. Teime v'aksivu pinas amayim bayis v'neichi polisi abayis. So it doesn't mean that he removed the bais. It means he cleared it, all the avidizore, I mean, that from the house. And that's what Rashi says when he said bais. He emptied it out, he emptied selu selu panaderech, b'chim vishas, panu mokel v'al yoye, shein mifane ala mashe b'seichon, v'yishlema. So we see that pino has the connotation of clearing it from a certain place, not dafke. I mean, that has the connotation of emptying it out, not just of removing it. So it says, the Yishlim Akim become a mechanist, Kuska Pinu al Adover and Panin, Kin al Pane Chapots of Mizobis Lobis, Mifanin Dalad de Kupes Panukilin, kann kehlen kle atume bi osig panesi kebel osig panesi la haben wir in kapno el ponen meno mai kim bi kalmite so tis es in nach name the expression pino has to mean the one meaning is empty it out and the other meaning is that you move it away from the cure. So it seems there is an ambiguity. So maybe the Tanna of the Mishneh should have used an unambiguous expression. So if he meant Shepino Menomayim, he should spell it out, Hameicham Shepino Menomayim, then there wouldn't be any ambiguity. Why express it in an ambiguous form? The fact that he expressed it in such a way indicates that he meant it in the regular sense. Hameichan Shepino, not empty it out, but that he removed it from the sense. Oh, now, this thesis is very important. And there is Rabbi Kveya I mean Rabbi Kveya doesn't ask it on this basis, but there is a similar kasha on this basis that Rabbi Kveya asks against the thesis in Gogol. Meicham shepinu menu mai lo yitnu yiseichei mayim kolik. So Abaye says Horekot Hameicham shepino, if he just removed the kettle from the stove, v'yeish b'mayim chamim, and v'yitnu yiseichei mayim otim, because since it has a lot of hot water inside, and you fill it up with a little bit of cold water, so then it will have the effect of making the little bit cold water hot instantaneously. So it will involve in some visual. But if you fill it up with a lot of water, so then it will have the effect of making the heretofore hot water lukewarm, so it doesn't involve it. So meicham shepinu menu mayim, and then suppose you emptied out the water from the kettle, so then you cannot fill it up with cold water because of tzil. Meicham shepinu menu mayim v'tzich mayim kolikam kimtzarek v'mjudei. Even though if he's not mishabim to mitzarek, he's still also avol repshim ishore afal pishim mitzarek kim bein mevashel kigen shiyiz b'mayim harbei shein hameicham maspil mevashel v'mayim shimseichei kili ashkom v'fil kom amune shim mevashel mitzarek v'kom arabudim v'vin ashi shal barzel umatim v'sich hamayim, in order that the king godel shouldn't feel cold, umatim v'sich hamayim shestopik sinoson v'im hoyo mevashel v'yoseh v'apil oche porich v'alim mitzarek v'afal gavda abayi sobek reb shimen dom alil. So here Abayi, in explaining the Mishnah, he says umeicham shepinu mayim v'yisnu mayim kolikam shimitzarev reb yurei. But Abayi himself passed with reb shimen. How do we know that Abayi himself passed with reb shimen? Because the Gemara says b'madlikin kol midi dimar obit krab. He's rabbi, so he's obit krab libar mehanet lat Yovit Kishmuel, Bichad Minay Aloha Tavshim Mikarele. So Abaye Srade Paskun Tlai Rebshime. So Abaye Min Astam also Paskun Tlai like Rebshime. And so Abaye Ki Rabbe Rabbe Srele. So how does he apply the Mishneh according to Rabbi Yudeh? The answer is because he has a diuk from the Mishneh, the Tanna of the Mishneh agrees with the Shita of Rav Yudah, but he himself Abaye Paskin Rav Shimon. What's the deal? Because need a mecham shpinu mayim katane. So in other words, so seeing the Mishnah doesn't say mecham shpinu mayim, so the Mishnah discusses only mecham shepino. So the implication is, why doesn't the Mishnah discuss Mecham Shepinu and Mayim, the answer is only in the case of Mecham Shepinu. Also, there are situations when you are allowed to pour in water, Mayim Rotim. So, when you are allowed, Mayim Rubim, you are allowed, Mayim Rotim. Mashenkin, in the case of Mecham Shepinu and Mayim, it's always also. So, that's why it doesn't discuss. That's why, so it's Mgayek from the Mishneh. The Tanya of the Mishneh agrees with Rav Yehuda. But Abai himself, he passes like Rav Shimon. V'Rav Adeh, v'chayesh l'kushus Abai, u'meik alei kiyuchasik Rav Shimon. V'ligor asliil, omar Rav Adeh b'masne omar Rav. Because there was another girl said, that's not a girl said nowadays, there was another girl said, Maik omar, omar Rav Adeh b'masne omar Rav. So he says, it's not correct girl said. Because if the girl says Amar Rabbi Amasna Amar Rab, and then the Gemara says in regard to the Kashival and Mitzar of Rav Shimoni, but Rav pastors like Rav Yehuda, the Ligoras Liil Amar Rabbi Amasna Amar Rab, the Rav saw the Rav Yehuda bekreve, they the behedim who can be some of Masis and Rav Yehuda. Oh, but then the Kashi is. So according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter to fill it up completely with cold water, even though the result will be, he'll be tempering, strengthening the mecham, the kettle, because that's not his intention. Why is Dorshin is having? But made Rav Shimon psikreishe, so it's all clean, I'll have a psikreishe. She yochel liyeh, shalui tzari. So in other words, so Tesis gives the teretz, that we are dealing here with the case where it's not 100% sure that it will temper the kale. In other words, when is it 100% sure? When you dump it in cold water. You take a burning hot piece of metal and you dump it in cold water, then it's 100% true. But here you are filling it up. It's not mamish like dumping it. It's like an internal immersion. But so it's not 100% that it will be inside. Maybe it will not be inside. Some mele, it's not the psychration. So it doesn't happen. But the Ramban gives another tariff, even though it's 100%, but there is a possibility that it was already tempered. Some mele, even though that is a topic in the past, so that's the riot. And the Ramban is the promise that he agrees with the sheet of the So why do the more use the Russian Malay Mitzare? It's only a possibility of Mitzare. So he says, this is what the more means. The Hashem of Mitzrayim. Kosh. Yehoche mashma. Yibitziru fosa Rabbi Yehuda name. Dov Hashem Yishab. That even these are Yibitziru. So Dov Hashem Yishab. And I'll leave Rabbi Yehuda Yishab. We fear he come all the man. Mune. And now we have to go over inside the Gemara. Now we God was Nikita, so he had to read so many tefillahs in the course of Nikita, so many tefillahs, and then the Kiyah, the Kiddush Yodayim, the Rav Lai, The water was very cold, so there was a possibility you might catch a cold too. So what did they do? So Ashishitani, that flame, Dalam Bays, Ashishi Shal Bazel, Hunim Hamim Arabi Makipur. So they used to heat Arabi Makipur in pieces of metal. And then Umatilni Zirsin, and then they would dump it into the cold water, giving Shitofik Tsinosa, in order to keep, to reduce the chillness to a minimum. So there was no isambition. On the contrary, they just reduced the chillness. So the Morasikashi Balamitsar, the burning piece of the hot piece of metal, so was tempered as a result of being dumped in the cold water. Omar Abidah, so they used to do it in the mikveh, in the Beis HaTfilah, in order that the water of the mikveh should not be too cold. So in order the kashe of Alei Mitzari, so how were they allowed to do it? That involved a tempering of the Ashishi Shal Baalzer. Omar Abidah Shal Yigil Tzilf, in other words, it wasn't heated there with Kippur so much that it was burning hot. It was hot, but not burning hot. Only when you dump a piece of metal that is burning out, so then you temper it. But if you dump a piece of metal that is hot and not burning out, so you don't temper it. Abayoma afilu teimishi yel itself. Even if it was burning out, so it still didn't involve any problem. The people dumped the burning hot piece of metal in the mikveh water, they want mishaving to mishard, and they are mishaving to reduce the chillness of the mikveh water to a minimum. Umi omar abai hoche, vatanye psoa lo se, apilu bimokim shiyeishon ba'eres yoket, divi rabiashe. So, in other words, there is law, Bisham Rechob Negatzaraz. So one is not allowed to be catered to put off in Negatzaraz, slaughterized. But suppose in Kina Mile there is a Tzaraz, and by moving the Ole, he'll remove the Tzaraz too, so he can hold. And is it a right? Say law? Law? So I would say, it's not allowed to be malditin. So there is a special zerosakosu that the mitzvah mila is deichadi self isham lochot negatzaras isham lochot negatzaras. So he is allowed to be malded in a but the kashkan. So because psaralosi afu mokim she isham baheres yoch tivra biash. But abinu b'kol amori. Why do we have to resort to his special posi? After all, he is not just having to the entire Negatzaras, he's not telling his happiness to be kind, he's a smiler, but Agavurche, he removed the Tzaras. So the Dovashim is having, and Dovashim is having his mutter, so without recourse to his special Zerosakosu, it's just of Psar Olose, that he should be allowed. On the basis of the general principle, Dovashim is having his mutter. So, Omar Abaye le Rabbi Yudeh di Omar, Dovo Shei Nishab Ein Oseh. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, the Dovo Shei Nishab Ein Oseh. So that means that in the Raise, according to Rabbi Yudeh, Dovo Shei Nishab Ein Oseh is not only Osam the Rabbon, but it's Osam the Raise. It's more precious. Because if in the Raise, Rabbi Yudeh is made Dovo Shei Nishab Ein Muta, why did the Torah have to mention a special Dovo Shei? So it's a riot that the Kodesh Rabbi Yudeh, the Roshim Yishchavim is also a raise. So Mele, even without a special Yisakosha, I would say, he's not allowed to be malded to me. Even though his Kavonah is in the kind of Yisnure, not to be entire the Negatzoraz. But, because of the special Yisakosha, so it's allowed. So we see that according to Rabbi Yudeh, so even if he's not Mitzarei, so it's also the Raisa, so how can we make him because of the King God's condition. So they took your soul. So now let's see. I mean, taste. Kosh, Yochem Ashma, the Tzivu Poser of Yudin Named of Hashem Yisrael. Or Teiri Komala Amune, Goros Rashi. Hanu Mile de Reis. Aber Hoche Tzir of the Rabban. You see, because the Gil said, in our Gemori is, Hanu Mile de Chuatir Kure. Aber Hoche Tzir of the Rabban. So, what he mentioned that God could hear the Gils of Rashi, so Goros Rashi, Hanu Mile de Reis. So in other words, when do we say the Doroshin is Hadna with the Rebbe is also with the Reis, in an Israel Reis, but Tziru is the Rabban. So it's not an Israel Reis. Why is Tziru the Rabban? The Ligoras in Shavuos, the Midrashim Mephoresh, the Davke Shavuos Natere, Israel Rebbe the Doroshin is Hadna Asa. Aber the Tziru should the Rabban alone. So this is the Sarishen. The Tziru does not involve a Moloch and the Reis of Maki. Don't have to involve Moloch and the Reis of Maki. Maki. Why doesn't it involve? I mean, after all, Maki Patish means the finishing touch. The answer is, this is different, let's say. Let's say, when somebody opens the Bisabo of the beggar, he tears it open. So, there's the finishing touch. You couldn't wear it until you have all. Let's say when the suit was made by Taylor. So at first, so there are stitches in the sleeve. And then after it's finished making it, so then he takes out the stitches. Until you take out the stitches from the sleeve, you can possibly put down the jacket. So mainly that's marketing package because it is something that is indispensable towards the functioning of the hair. I mean, what's the functioning of the jacket? To wear it, you can put it on, so you can't wear it. Mashinkin here till is it indispensable for the use of the kele to heat it to a certain degree and then to dump it in cold water? Many people never resort to it. They use the keel anyway without keeping it to a burning hot and then dump it in water. But some people, snips, are interested. But it's not something that is indispensable for the functioning of the keel. So it's not like Pisea Bisatzabo. This is something no one can use the jacket if it doesn't tear open the neck of the jacket. It's impossible. But this is not indispensable for the functioning of the keli. Many people get along without a temple in the keli, the matnas. But smiths find it necessary. So it's not something, this is not the kind of a finishing touch that is indispensable towards the functioning of the keli. That's why Rashi Shittei is that it doesn't involve the Melacha D'Oraisa of Maki D'Patish, only of Melacha D'Rabban. Now let's see the Rashi inside. B'chol HaTeire. So, Rashi says very little. So Rashi says it. The Yisuna D'Raisa in Kiv Baheres, Yachsim Shon Nega Tzaraz, Omar Giz Barose HaKosim Da'Beir, Ben Shmuz B'Midro Shloi Garsinon, Dor, Tole Taime Ben Yisrat. All Rashi says is that when does Rabbi Yudah say that Doroshin Yisrat and Doroshin the right say that in something that involves a Melochet the right say, but here is still the Rabbi. So why? So the Legasinon in Shmuz B'Midosh, because the other girl says in Shmuz B'Midosh. So Rashi says, "Lo yasim li umforesh di davke di doroshim nateira yisli rabbi di doroshim ischab mosa." Amu bitzirov shu de rabbonon. So Doloshin is Chavein is Muta. Is Muta. Um Mil Bilato Hakosha Lifrosh. So Mele is, so the Kashi is, since Rabiude. So the Gemara says there that Rabiude doesn't answer Doloshin is Chavein by Tzil. Even though Rabiude holds the Doloshin is Chavein is Osea, but he doesn't oscillate in Melochet Rabban. So Hak and Tziruf is in Melochet Rabban. So why does the Gemara say here? Why does the Gemara say here? Why does the Gemara say here? Umeicham, why does Abaye say here? Umeicham, Shepilim and Amayim, Leitim, Sechamayim, Kolikar, Shemitzare. So what? But Tziruf is in the Rabban. And by Misa Rabban, Rabbi is made in the door, she is having his mutter like a tree. In other words, Rabbi is only Chalik Arab Shimon in the Loch of the Raise. And Botziruf is in the Loch of the Rabbanon. And the Gemara in Yume says, in regard to Tziruf, the same thing, that it's mutter like a tree in the case of the Roshim Yishab. So why does Abaye say here that it's awesome? It's a very strong kashi against Rashi. So it could be the Teretz. There is no spirit. There the Gemara says it in regard to Tzil. But there is a special circumstance. Mishmitzara the King God. Because otherwise, the King God would have Tzar. We have Tzar, I mean, we have to the table so many times. So many times in poisoned water. So Mele sins Tzil is the Rabbonon. So Mishmitzara the King Godel, the Chachomim apply the special pulley. Mishmitzara the King Godel, they apply the special pulley. But here there is no tzare of anybody. No tzare of anybody. So Mele is also apply. It's also in the Rabbanon. So it's not such a strong kasha against Mashi. All right. Umi ubilabo hai kasha. Apart from this kasha, there's another kasha. The Rabbi Yehuda also begreifet masnissen die Beize in Pirjomte mit Nam de Yenikveres auf der Gabikeli die Maschma auf der Gabikala Kaloi und mit mir ki Rabbi Yehuda das auf dem Schaben auf der Gabi begreifet lecki se der Reise auf dem Schaben die Maschma bis in Pirjim die Gemorre at the end of the Pirjim says that it's Chirish Lachayad, what is Chirish, what kind of Melochad we can bow? We are talking about an earthen floor, not this kind of floor. So when you drag when you move a kise, a chair, a bench over an earthen floor, then you might be chirish in the car. Chirish in the car. So make your chirish in the car. Chirish, binyan, I mean whatever you want. But it's lachayad, is that the natural way of being chirish, of being beiner with the chair? I mean, who does it? So it's lachayad. So it's only also in the Rabbanon. And still Rabbi Yehuda says that it's also to push a bench over an earthen floor, lest they'll make a chritz in the earthen floor. But it's in the Rabbanon, it's lachayad. And it's in the Rabbanon, so mele, according to Rashi's skills, and Rashi Pshat Yume, since Tziruf is Rabbonon, so Doroshin is Chavim Muta, so he can give the same parents. Rashi, according to Rashi, the Mora doesn't mean that Rabbi Yudah's din of Doroshin is Chavim Mosa doesn't apply to Melach Rabbonon. It also applies to Melach Rabbonon. But here there is this special situation, Tzare Mitin Godel. So we look in Tzare, and the Mora says, we got the Adam Melach Rabbonon. We look in Tzare, we got the Rabbonon. So here, different kind of tzar, because it'll be cold and so on. You have to be tabled so many times in freezing water. So because of the tzar of the King Godel, so, and it's a nisa of Rabbanon, so Doboshim is Chavin is Muter. But Greira, there is no tzar of anybody. He has to push the bench over over the floor. He can pick it up, even if he has tzar. If he wants to let the stand, he has tzar. So let him pick it up, not push it over the floor. Some melee, there is no tzar. So if anybody, some melee, also the Mishnah is also even by Nisrabon, in very simple terms. ואבינו בו קולומלי הוא הבא לנצח רביר דבר של שחב מוסר ואשתה מייסה היי דיבייצה דין ישנה שלימו די עושה רביר דבר של נשחבים so why does he have to have recourse in the hack in other words the tribute the gemore mentions a raya the according to tribute דבר של נשחבים that's the raya because Rabbi Asher says there is a special verse, a kosher of Tzahalo, say, which advises us that the male can be mal, the teenage, even in the case where there is a negatoras in the kid of law. So the Gemara's kasha was, why do we have to resort to a special verse, a kosher? We should be muter anyway, because the Doroshan is having, So Abai says, Rabbi Asher holds like a beauty, the Dovashim is Chavim is Osa. So he has to mention a raya from Abai, in a Chaki, in the Kirish and Mishne, that Rabbi himself says explicitly that one is not allowed to be given a mitokis in Sabso. Why? Because even though it's a Dovashim is Chavim, so why does he have to have recourse to Mechakin and mention a raya from what Abaye says and the price of Rabbi Yashe is the Kirish and Mishne where Rabbi Yudin himself says not Abaye, Rabbi Yudin himself says that it's also to be given to give himself that's a very strong cash Yoma Vashem al Maisha yidi beis nishlimus Rabbi Yudin Shabin um Maisha milutze Abaye they because Rashi says Loigasim and Shvuzbimidosh the most foreign the girl say was in Shvuzbimidosh they make a kaseif and call it Shvuzbimidosh the kachmir li polish osom abayoma apiru dovosh in Yishavei is muter pirish muter l'rabiude v'liosol l'rabiude dovosh in Yishavei nelom y'rabbanon u'polich l'yom u'psalos it's not right. So that answers the kasha. Why does the Gemara mention the Mishnah Beitze? No, the Gemara couldn't mention the Mishnah. The Tribude holds that it's also to be given to Kisim Isabso. Because there it's not the Mikdosh, so it's also the Rabban. And Dovashim Mishabim is also L'cholapoches from the Rabbanon. Alim the Rabbanon, not in the Raitze, because we have Machshavis also. So only in Kolatere Kule it's also Midaraisi. But by Shabbos and Midaraisi level it's not also because it's not Midaraisi level Shabbos, but Midarabonon it's also. Midarabonon it's also. So Mele, but here, because in Shmuz the Mikdosh, so we don't have to worry about the Rabbonon's Mikdosh. Mikdosh there is a special heter to behave here, Schmuz.